Palo, please.
Speaking.
Good afternoon, Ruth. My name is Daniel. I'm calling you from Home Solar Experts from Bristol. How are you today?
Fine.
You doing okay? That's wonderful. That's great.
Yes.
Now, Ms. Paolo, I'm not going to waste your time selling you anything or ask you any personal details, because that's not what our company does. What I do for a living is I provide information, Mrs. Paolo, of a state-funded program that actually allows you to install, maintain, and monitor solar panels, but at absolutely no out-of-pocket cost to you. What I'm saying is,
okay,
you will never be charged anything for those solar panels ever, because you're not going to be the owner of those panels. The company will. But, of course, you're going to enjoy solar energy and all its benefits. Like, your bills drop down tremendously, between 40-60%. Your bills never go high. Even at the end of the year, they remain the same. But I'd say the best part of this call is you keep with your electric provider, whoever it is. If it's National Grid, which is my understanding, you keep with them. You don't switch. But since you'll have solar energy on top, your bills will be 40-60% less. Now, what do I do for a living? My job is to see if this is something that would benefit you on the long run or not. And I will be honest with you if it's not benefiting you, because we really don't waste time if it's not benefiting you at all. My job is not to sign you up. There is no sign up.
All right, but you have to come out and look at the house to whether or not you can put solar panels on it, right?
Before I call you, I did my homework. 25 Maple Street, right?
Right.
I was looking at your house right now. As a matter of fact, I have your house in front of me over the internet, you know, Bing Maps and Google Maps.
Right.
So, you're talking about the tall trees and buildings around your property?
Well, no, I get sun probably only, eight hours, maybe 9 hours of the day.
Excellent. I have to put a smile on my face when I'm going to tell you. These are technologically advanced solar panels. Slimmer, lighter, they need 6 to 8 hours of sunlight a day. 6 to 8 hours of sunlight a day,
oh,
on an average. All right?
Wow.
But the beauty of this solar panel is they are lighter, they are smaller, and they have their own foundation. That means not a single hole will be required to put those, you know, panels on the rooftop. They have their own foundation. They grab on hold to the side of the roof.
Oh,
and
I
this
see.
Is something that, and this is something that we will actually prove to you in writing with pictures from our experts who are local to you. We want to share information with you, Mrs. Paolo. After sharing information, we will not have anything in mind that you've taken interest, you want to move forward. No. It does not mean you're moving forward. It does not mean that you're taking interest. It means we've done our job. That is being the middleman. Our job is to pre-qualify you, have our experts local from your own hometown, pay you a visit, whichever time, whichever day you say, just to share information with you, period. Their job description is not to sign you up. There is no sign up. Now, 25 Maple Street, that is a beautiful single-family house with little to no shade up on the roof. What I'm more concerned about right now is, oh, by the way, is your city name Bourne or is it Buzzards Bay?
Well, we live in Buzzards Bay. Our mailing address is Bourne only because we have if you're looking at the right house, there's a 25 Maple Street, but they're in Onset and they're in the ocean. And we're in Buzzards Bay and we're near the pond. You got me on the pond?
I got you on the pond.
Yeah, that's us.
Let me give you a Queen Sewell pond, right?
Queen Sewell, yeah. It bumps actually to us.
How do you
pronounce
Sewell?
We've been here 30 years.
How do you pronounce
Queen Sewell?
Queen what? Sewell.
Queen Sewell? Sewell, yeah.
All right.
They're going to turn our Queen Sewell into a recycling plant.
The thing I'm giggling at right now, Ms. Paolo, actually I'm from West Palm Beach. I really had no idea how to pronounce that word. I was pronounced as Sewell, right?
It's Green Sewell, yeah.
Sewell, okay. Mrs. Paolo, 25 Maple Street. What is your average electric bill over here? Just give me a rough idea, an average of 12 months, summer, winter, autumn, spring.
My electric bill, I really, you know what, I can't even, let me see, what am I get? I get electric bill, this is Eversource.
Uh-huh, Eversource, yeah, okay.
Yes, yes. Well, right now, I'm not, for some reason, I'm not getting a bill. I don't know why, but I'm not. All it's sending me is a mm-hmm. statement that says what I owe, but I haven't figured out exactly what they're doing, so I have to call them today.
I agree with you, and I already know that. I talk to 200 to 280 people a day, mostly from Massachusetts. Now, what they tell me is Eversource, since the main provider is National Grid, so there is some disambiguity going on with them. But your main provider is National Grid, which comes before Eversource. Now, do you think your average electric bill might be even close to $100?
Yeah, I would probably say that, yeah.
I'm so sorry to hear that. We think that's quite a high bill that you pay just for electricity. Now, does Eversource provide any sort of medical or care discounts on your electric bills?
I'm supposed to get a discount because of my age, I think. One of those...
But you're, I'm talking about from Eversource. Are you currently getting a discount? Okay, all right. Final question, Mrs. Paolo. I'm done asking the question. My question is, do you have a good credit score, at least 680 or more?
Oh, I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I haven't checked. I haven't checked it only because I'm not buying anything on time right now.
Well,
my car, I am.
Let me put it to you this way. I'm going to ask you or rephrase my question, but hey, you brought this up. Did you file for bankruptcy in the last 6 years, any Chapter 7 or 13?
No.
You didn't,
no.
Okay. Are you behind any utility bills in the last, let's say, 18 months?
No, the only one that I'm behind on is the Eversource right now because I'm trying to straighten things out with them.
Excellent. Miss Paolo, if you're good enough for those answers, that means, Mrs. Paolo, that your credit score might be at least good. Not bad,
at least. Well, I don't
right?
know.
And good starts from 680, okay. Which I'm pretty sure might be more than that, right? But, hey, we don't need your personal details, so don't worry about it. Mrs. Paolo, I'm done asking you questions. My job was to see if you qualify for this program, and you do. But, like I said, saying that you qualify does not mean anything. It only means that our experts local team.
Uh-huh. Hello?
Now? Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I'm sorry
okay.
about that, Ms. Paolo. Actually, we used to use telephones, so nowadays technology has grown. I've got a wire somewhere around my neck and ankle. Neck and ankle,
yeah.
To be honest. So I hate them, but yeah, hey, that's technology.
Yeah.
Now, Ms. Paolo.
Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not.
Most of the time, it's not. For me, in my case. See, I'm 53 years old. So technology is something that I currently have problems with, to be honest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
I still remember the good old days, you know, the telephones, you know, we pick it up, we smash them on back, and nothing would happen.
And you guys, well, the best thing we could do back in my day was to talk to two people at the same time on the same line. Oh, they weren't even on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
They weren't
even
on the same line. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They were just a different number. But back then they could have done a heck of a lot more, I'm sure, but they didn't.
All right, Mrs. Paolo. Now, let me ask you this. When do you think, in fact, you tell me, when do you think our experts can pay you a visit? You can choose any day from the day after tomorrow till Saturday, or we'll have to go for next week. So, till Saturday, which day do you think we might be able to pay you a visit? We'll make sure...
Not including Saturday.
Oh, no, you can
you
choose
You say
Saturday.
Not? Oh, you can choose Saturday.
Saturday will be the 20th. And don't worry, if you're not confirmed, if you're not sure about a specific day, we'll make sure to give you a call heads up a day or two before just to check your availability, whether you're comfortable with the time and day, or you want to reschedule, put it on a pause, whatever you want. What do you say? Should I go with the Saturday for now?
No, go for, how about Friday?
Friday's even better. Friday, what time? Morning, afternoon, or late afternoon?
I don't know. I'd say probably around noonish time.
You tell me. 1 p.m. or 3?
1 would probably be better.
Friday, June 19th, 1 p.m. Okay. I'll check the availability right now, but I actually want you to grab a pen and paper so you can write it down, or at least memorize that Friday will be the 19th of June.
Right.
And right. Our experts will pay you a visit at 1 p.m. That's what you said?
Right. 1 p.m.
Excellent.
That's what I wrote down on my calendar.
Oh, you already wrote it down. How thoughtful of you.
Yep.
Now, Mrs. Paulo, 1 p.m. We'll make sure to give you a call heads up, but there's one catch. For us to give you a call, our company policy is that your telephone number is not registered with any federal or local do not call list. We don't want to break any law here. So is your number registered with any federal or local? Okay.
I don't think so.
That's good news. And Mrs. Paulo, if we can...
What is the number start?
Huh?
Will it be his number?
You may get a call from a different number. Especially
okay,
from
what is the prefix? Well, lots of numbers I don't answer because of the prefix. What
well,
is the what would be the prefix, do you know?
I'm not sure about the prefix here. I'm trying to be honest here, but I don't have any prefix on me. But hey, they're going to let you know that they are representing NRG Solar Consultants. As a matter of fact, NRG Home Solar. All right?
Okay.
N as in Nancy, R as in Roger, G as in Georgia, NRG Home Solar.
Oh, G, not D as in dog. G as in giraffe.
G as in giraffe, yeah.
Okay.
NRG. All right. And,
NRG,
They'll have all the details that I've collected here. You don't have to worry about anything. Your average electric bill is beyond $100. You have a good credit score. You have an excellent exposure. Sunlight, 6 to 8 hours of sunlight a day, which is great. 25 Maple Street, that's the house you live in, that's the house you own. Your first name is Ruth, last name is Paulo. All that information is correct so far?
Yep.
My last question to you is, Ms. Paulo, if we can't reach you at this number, 7889 number, is there any other number, like an alternative number, phone, for friends number?
No.
Where at least we can reach, okay, all right.
No, I'll be here on Friday.
Excellent decision. Well, Ms. Paulo, allow me to thank you so much for your time and patience. You were kind enough to hear me out.
Now,
and you were polite enough to answer all my questions. Go ahead.
All right. You don't know what the number is going to be. They're going to call me.
Let me ask Kev right now. Give me quick 5 seconds. Hey, Kev. Kev, do we have any prefix on which telephone number they're going to call Miss Paulo? Do you have any idea? No? Any random number? They say it's going to be a random number, Miss Paulo.
Okay. All right.
All right. I apologize.
So you don't know who it's going to be?
Nope, but they're going to know.
I mean,
they will know it was Daniel who called you, and they will be calling from NRG Home Solar. All right? I hope you wrote that down. All right? I understand
you don't pick
up every telephone, but I was fortunate enough that you picked up the phone. Like I said, you were kind and you were
polite. I thought it was my son's doctors calling him back, but it wasn't. So you were a lucky guy.
Well, I can compare because my brother's a doctor as well. But both of us, as a matter of fact, I went to Massachusetts, Orange County once to pay a visit to my friend. Apart from that, we have no idea how Massachusetts looked like. I went in the night. Came up in the morning with a lot of hangover in the morning. You know what I mean?
Party.
And that was
a party. Well, we missed it. Buzzards Bay is on the Cape.
Now, Miss Paulo, I'd like to thank you so much for your time. You got a great sense of humor. You were kind enough to hear me out and polite. Your politeness will be remembered for all the good reasons.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. Thank you very much, Daniel. And I will be waiting to hear from whoever. Thank you very much.
You do. Bye-bye.